With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration suing Washington, D.C. over its gun laws. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In the lawsuit, the administration alleges that the District of Columbia's restrictions on certain semi-automatic weapons run afoul of Second Amendment rights. The Justice Department asserts that the district is imposing unconstitutional bans on AR-15s and other semi-automatic weapons. It's the latest clash between D.C. and President Trump, who over the summer dispatched troops to the nation's capital to fight crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is announcing plans to build a new fleet of battleships. They'll be known as the Golden Fleet. He says production of the two vessels will begin immediately, and the new cutting-edge ships will help maintain American military supremacy on the high seas. Major jailbreak in Georgia.
The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says that the breakout happened early Monday morning at the DeKalb County Jail. Authorities discovered the escape during a routine security check. The Sheriff's Office says that the men might be armed and are considered dangerous, and is urging the public to exercise extreme caution and not to approach them. The inmates, aged 24 to 31, face charges including armed robbery and arson. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kansas City Chiefs are leaving Kansas City, and they're moving to Kansas City. That is, they're moving across the Kaw River and going into Kansas. The four-time Super Bowl champions going across the state line starting in 2031. A new dome stadium will be located roughly 22, 23 miles west of Arrowhead Stadium, but in Kansas. Second move for the team, they began as the Dallas Texans, moved to Kansas City in 63. This is SRN News. The church is, well, divided on abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations taking a close look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Now, due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes, rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say they check the label before drinking. One says, "We've seen more than one situation which beers have dairy in them." This is SRN News. Well, the United States, along with Nigeria, signing a deal for that country's health care system, one the Trump administration bills as an America First global health funding agreement with a strong emphasis on Christian faith-based health care providers. The agreement will replace a patchwork of previous health agreements under the now dismantled United States Agency for International Development. Nigeria's Minister of Health, Muhammad Ali Pate.
We're here because there's a moment in time when we need to close on the Memorandum of Understanding to be signed between the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the government of the United States of America to deepen our cooperation in health, to strengthen health security and resilience.
More details, srnnews.com.